Welcome children. First, I would like to tell you that which topics are going to be covered under this chapter. So the topics are, first, why do we need a parliament? Second, why should people decide? Third, people and their representatives. Fourth, the role of the parliament. And the last one is, who are the people in the parliament? So children, let us start module 1 of this chapter, where we have to discuss that why do we need a parliament. As we all know that India is a democratic country and parliament is the highest institution of lawmaking in our country. In this way, we can say that there is a need of a parliament for lawmaking. Next one, in a democracy, people elect their representatives and send them in the parliament. These representatives of the people discuss and debate in the parliament with each other on different issues and finally come to the conclusion through voting. In this way, discussions are made in the parliament. So, for the purpose of making decision, a parliament is needed. Next one is, the parliament is known as the temple of democracy in our country. Here the government is formed, which has the sole responsibility of running the whole country. The next, everything in our government is done with people's consent. The people or citizens in the country elect their representatives, and these representatives take part in lawmaking, functioning of the government, and decision making. In this way, we can say that another important need of the parliament is to provide representation to the people. Next, the people in the parliament control the government. There are two parties in the parliament. One is the ruling party and another is the opposition party. The ruling party directly involves in the running of the government and making of the laws and all other day-to-day functioning of the government. The opposition party's role here is to oppose the policies of the government and to raise questions against the government. By raising questions and opposing the policies, the opposition controls the government. And the last important need of the parliament is to beautify the Indian democracy. The next topic of this module is that why should people decide that who will form the government? People must decide it that who will form the government because on 15th of August 1947, India became independent country and adopted a democratic form of government. In a democracy, people's opinion is the supreme. So, to take decisions and to make decisions, the people's opinion is mandatory. Secondly, in a democracy, people's participation is an essential activity of the government. Without support of the people and without consent of the people, nothing can be done. And ultimately, whatever is being done by the government in the parliament and outside the parliament for the functioning of the government, that all are responsible towards the people. Thirdly, the government at all levels are responsible towards the people for their acts and omissions. So in this way, we can say that our past experiences made us to understand, to adopt the democratic form of government in which people's opinion is superior. Thank you.